Zarina's expression looked as if she'd just stepped in a manure factory. Simmy just looked excited.
Can I eat them?
Sin nodded.
Bon appetit.
Cat gave him a chastising glance over her shoulder. Yes, Simmy, but we need you and Zarina to help us fight them. Zarina jerked her chin towards Sin.
I think we should feed the Sumerian to them. He would deserve it.
Cat hissed at her. Zarina?
I told you, Katra, Simmy said in a sing-songy voice. She all kinds of mean. You should have her eat your earrings when you're not looking. And they were the good ones, too, covered with diamonds. They sparkle a lot.
Zarina glared at Simmy.
Well, you would be mean, too, if you saw how them Galu killed us. And eating them won't be easy without your Akri there to shield their powers. They are evil demons who can kill us.
She looked at Katra.
Will the cursed god help?
Cat hesitated. She wished, but that wasn't an option right now.
We're going to try and do this without his help.
Zarina's eyes widened.
Why would we do that?
'Cause Akri don't know about Katra, Simmy explained. If he learned about her, he would be really sad. And the Simmy don't want to make Akri sad, so you can't say a word about Katra to him. He's sad enough already, because he has to deal with that bitch goddess with the red hair.
Simmy, Cat said in a warning tone.
Well, she is a bitch goddess. I know you love her, Akra Cat, but facts is fact, and she a mean heifer.
Zarina smacked her lips.
I haven't had a heifer in a while. Are there any heifers here?
Simmy cast a sideways look at her sister.
I know where a big red one is on Olympus.
Cat shook her head. Simmy!
What?
She batted her eyes with a wide, innocent expression.
If Zarina eats her, then how can I get in trouble for it?
Sin snorted. It's like dealing with children. Ye gods, how did the Atlanteans stand it?
Cat pressed her hand to the throb in her temple as she wondered the same thing herself. They're normally a bit more silent than this. He looked less than convinced.
Really?
Apollyme keeps a tight rein on them.
At the mention of Apollyme's name, Zarina hissed.
Death to the bitch goddess. May she die in a flaming pit of Karanti spit.
Sin laughed at Zarina's condemnation.
Damn, Cat. You can't win for losing. Is there anyone other than you who actually likes your family?
She sighed in resignation. Some days, it seems not.
You want to talk,
Zarina said testily.
Nobody likes your family either.
Yeah,
Simmy paused. She put her hand to her face to whisper at her sister.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah,
Simmy shook her fist in the air to prove her point. Sin shook his head at her.
I think I'm getting a migraine from this.
You can't get migraines, Cat reminded him.
Then it's a tumor, one the size of two demons.
She laughed at his acerbic tone. You wanted help, I give you the cavalry. Well, she had done that, but Sin wasn't convinced the cure might not be 1,000 times worse than the ailment.
Strange, I have this feeling our cavalry may yet run us both over, then eat us.
Cat gave him an agitated stare. So where do they stay? Sin hesitated at the question. Leaving them alone didn't seem like a good idea to him.
Can they be left alone?
She shrugged. I don't see where they're any more dangerous than the daemons you have downstairs patrolling Taurus for dinner.
They don't have wings and horns.
Zarina returned to looking human.
Neither do we, unless we want them.
Simmy lifted her hand like a student.
If the daemons are eating Taurus, can we?
No,
Sin and Cat said simultaneously.
Well, pooh,
Simmy pouted.
Why them daemons get special treatment?
Zarina screwed her face up in a huff.
Maybe we ought to go back to Kataros. At least there, we got them dragon things to eat whenever we're hungry.
Simmy's face paled.
You ate Akri's pets? Bad, Zarina. He don't like it when they go away. Ooh, you better hide when he come home and finds them missing. He'll be very upset.